This gospel is one of the key turning points in the Gospel of John. We're still at the Feast of Sukkoth in the block of the text. And it's about knowing the truth and the process by which that happens, which is a process of faith. Faith for John is a yielding to an action of the Holy Spirit. It's a yielding to the truth, who is Jesus, because he reveals the Father. And so John has many other words that accent other aspects. One is here, if you remain in my word. To remain in his word means to constantly yield to it. You see, this text begins by saying, Jesus said to those Jews, our translation, who believed. Actually, it's a past perfect. Those who had believed. John, any tiny movement under the Holy Spirit toward Jesus is called belief. It's amateur, it's small, it's like after the first miracle. And he revealed his glory, that was Cana. He revealed his glory, and they believed in him. They began to believe in him. You know, believing is a life-changing reality worked in us by God. And we yield to it. Remaining is that same kind of a word. Huh? It's a very intense interior activity by which we yield to the revelation of the Father, little by little. That's to remain in his word. It's not an inert thing. It's a very active thing. But it's an interior thing. I would say that this outlook that I'm trying to describe here is one of the key elements in the Johannine teaching. Any tiny movement toward God, that's faith. But it's not mature faith. Mature faith is when you know the truth. That's the Father. And that truth sets you free. That's when faith begins to be mature. Or like poor Thomas, there in the locked doors after the resurrection, finally, my Lord and my God, because you've seen me, Thomas, you believe. You've yielded now. Blessed are those who haven't had this physical sight, but still yield. It's a very mysterious thing. Why do we believe? Why do we yield? What? You see, it's this world that surrounds us and is in us. You see, it's John has this other words he uses for the same kind of activity looked at from another angle. One of them is you have the oil of anointing. That's the Word of God made alive by the Holy Spirit to which we yield. You see, faith is an act of the will, but it's not an act of the will by which I create something by my will. It's an act of the will by which I receive something and step out of we would call it a comfort zone. And it goes on our whole life. It's a very intense and interior activity, this yielding. And then you know the truth. Why does the truth set you free? Because it eliminates fear. It to know the Father. You see, and so Jesus said to those Jews who had, if you will, and who had begun to believe in him, they took some baby steps toward him. And for John, that's already belief. It's low, it's not strong, but it's a movement toward Jesus. Nobody can do that. Nobody can come to me unless the Father draw him. Nobody. Which is the basic theme of the whole of chapter 6 of John, which is on the Eucharist. But it begins, you see, nobody can come to me. Faith is a work of the Father in us, by which we yield to his Son and to the revelation of his Son. And it means moving away from where we are, our darkness, our sin, our comfort, to yield to Jesus. And it goes on our whole life. And that's where the church puts it here for us, you see. If the Son frees you, you'll be truly free, you see. As he told us today, you see. Everyone who commits a sin is a slave of sin. But the Son will set you free. But it's that yielding. And so wherever we are in our relating to the Trinity, we will be invited today to yield to truth and to move out from darkness in some way. And that is, for John, that's the whole Christian life. Because what we do in the energy and the power of God. You know, this is what, again in chapter 6, what shall we do the works of God? Remember when they ask him that question, right? And he answers, not in the plural, this is the work of God, that you believe in the one whom he sent. That's the work that God the Father does in us. And we yield to it. And so, as we're moving now, we'll have Palm Sunday, and then a week, and it's resurrection. This text is meant to alert us that the Father is at work in our life. The Father is moving us to yield to the reality and the majesty, the truth of his Son, and come out of darkness, comfort, familiarity, to be brought in a deeper union with the Father. And that's the truth. So the text is here to tell us, well, what do we do now? I've given up all the candy I can, you know. Now you begin to live by faith. Faith is a work of God in us. That's what Jesus said. I think I've already quoted it. What shall we do the works of God? They ask him. And Jesus says what? This is the work of God. This is the work that the Father works in you, as you believe in the one whom he sent. When that is mature, we are transformed into Christ. And that's the whole reason why we were created.